Blog Talk Radio. blessings. You are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing Gemstone Therapy featuring Dr. Kalfani Rivers. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss the show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/poeticenergynetworkstation. Don't forget to like our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. You can also follow the Queen on Twitter. Excuse me. I don't really use that much, but I'm just trying to build up my Twitter following. So you can follow me on Twitter at TayQueen. So you can just follow me on there. All right. For all the queens out there, while y'all are on the net, be sure to check out our latest blog, thequeensandpost.blogspot.com. The Queensum is a movement dedicated to uplifting the first teachers in the first classroom, which is a woman, so it's time to support sisters who support the community. So check that out again. That's thequeendompost.blogspot.com. Don't forget to check out my new earring line, Angel Wings, from Gemini Creations, stylish feather earrings that are infused with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit facebook.com/GeminiCreations, that's GEMINEYE Creations, or email me at tayqueen@hotmail.com. All right, I got a couple more announcements to get through. If you plan on being in the Philadelphia area this Saturday, which is August 18th, Ma'a International Travel Networks presents Marcus Garvey Day Weekend Solidarity Barbecue. I mean, it's going to be dope, y'all. So the entrance cost is free. You don't have to pay anything to get in. There will be great food, meat and vegetarian, $5 per plate as part of the fundraiser. It's going to be featuring DJ Aura of G-Town Radio. The barbecue will be located on at 7041 Lincoln Drive in Philadelphia. So definitely, it starts at 6 p.m. For more information, text or call Derek Rouse, 267-872-1485. So definitely check it out if you're interested, if you're going to be in the area. You know, your girl might be making a featured appearance, so definitely check that out. Also, if you're going to be in the Boston area Thursday, August 16th at 6:30 p.m. at the Marriott Courtyard South Bay, Dr. A and the Raw Healing Center are having an amazing presentation on Immunical, a great healing product. To learn more information about that, call 617-696-5505. You can also learn more by visiting rawhealing.com/Immunical. So definitely check those two things out. If you're in the Philly, Boston, or New York area, Northeast, pretty much, get at that. So if you or would like to advertise on Conversations with the Queen, you can email me at taequeen@hotmail.com, T-A-E-Q-U-E-E-N @hotmail.com, and we can definitely discuss the specifics. So pretty much without further ado, I'm going to bring on Dr. Kalfani himself. Peace, Dr. Kalfani.
Peace and blessings, Queen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Everything is wonderful.
Yes. I mean, this is a wonderful topic. I'm so excited to speak about this because I've been waiting for the correct guest to come on who has the experience, who has the knowledge and this background, and you are definitely the perfect person to speak on this. I mean, give callers who might not know who you are a little bit of information about who you are, what you've been doing, a little bit of biographical information about you.
Okay, well, I'm a doctor of holistic health for over 30 years. I'm also a master astrologer and musician, composer. I play over 200 instruments. Music is a real big part of healing. It always been from ancient times till today, and I emphasize that as a holistic doctor. That's why the gyms play another big part in the therapies that I use, because in holism you use a lot of different natural means in order to bring health, healing, and balance to people. I've worked for several public health initiatives of very great reputation, like the Chicago Department of Health for 8-9 years. I've worked as coordinator and director out of the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, the Office of Minority Health in Washington, D.C. So I've been doing a lot of things in holistic health and healing. For the majority of my life, I'm totally dedicated to the upliftment and consciousness of spiritual beings all over the world. And I'm just very happy to be here tonight to talk on this wonderful subject. It crosses a lot of different subjects, but it's such a pertinent energy around what we're dealing with today and trying to get in tune with ourselves. And getting in tune with ourselves means getting in tune with nature. So dealing with minerals and plants, and it's just a wonderful thing to talk about tonight.
Yes, yes. So would you like to give a little bit of, like, your information where people can check out, like, you know, some of the things that you do, or maybe give out your website and shout that out real quickly?
Well, certainly. I appreciate that. You can reach me, that's most definitely and quickly, with my telephone number, which is 773-408-5986. That's 773-408-5986. I do have a website. That's a wonderful website that you can get at www.drkelfanirivers.com. And you go to that site, and there's a lot of tabs on there which you can explore the different things that I've been doing, and just get in contact with the whole holistic health movement. My motto is health is wealth. Everything I'm doing is connected to health and healing. I'm also partnering with my partner, Katnu Neffer. She's a yoga therapist and a yoga instructor. And she's doing, and I are doing a comedic yoga cruise, which is coming up February the 11th through the 16th. That's 2013. And we're going to be doing the first annual Soulful Touch Wellness Comedic Yoga Retreat. And it's a beautiful thing because it's on the second largest cruise ship in the world. We'll be going from points in Florida to Jamaica and to Haiti, and along the way we'll be teaching people yoga and breathing and meditation and sound therapy and just a lot of wonderful things to help facilitate health and healing and wellness. A lot of times we go on cruises and we're about pure pleasure, and it's a wonderful thing to have fun and have pleasures, but you have to know that it's a great pleasure to be healthy. It's a wonderful pleasure to be healthy. And you might want to learn how to empower yourself, particularly in this enlightened age that we're in. People are finding that they're no longer wanting to do the things that are tearing them down. They want to build themselves up. And going on cruises like this and connecting with people who are upward bound in spiritual consciousness is a great connection. And I just hope everybody get on board. You can contact our travel agent, Ms. Alicia Kerr, at 770-485-8065. That's 770-485-8065. So that's a bit of a few of the things I'm doing currently. Again, I'm happy to be here tonight to talk about this fantastic subject.
Well, you heard him. They're definitely all about health and wellness, getting yourself together. I mean, the cruise sounds powerful, so if you're interested, definitely do follow the information and follow up with that. All right, with that out the way, you know, got all the promotions out the way, let's get into the subject a little bit. And you know how we do in Conversations with the Queen. We like to break down and present the information first, and then we'll have you call in with your comments and questions. And we're actually going to do something a little bit special tonight. We're going to have Dr. Kalfani give five-minute mini readings and the last 30 minutes, so six people will be able to have a chance to have a little mini reading done for astrological reading done for them. So that's going to be really exciting. So let's get into it. Start with the basic point. What are gemstones?
Well, to really understand gemstones, you really got to go back to a very wonderful event called the Big Bang and the creation of this universe. If you know anything about astronomy, then you might know that this is a universe that's basically called the Milky Way, and it's one of several universes. There's countless universes. They don't know how many universes it is. In fact, in the Milky Way, there's approximately 400 million or billions of stars in this one galaxy that we sit in, and that which we are most familiar with is the sun and the planets that surround that sun and the moon. And to understand gems, you've got to understand that the gems are a part of what we call the three kingdoms. There's the mineral kingdom, which the gems belong to. There's the plant kingdom, and there's the animal-human kingdom. And in these three kingdoms, all these kingdoms are influenced by energy, cosmic energy that we call divine energy on a metaphysical level. On a scientific level, these are elements that are in the universe that have specific characteristics, specific attributes on how they act under certain conditions. And so these gems that we're talking about, I like to include the gems as the stones and the metals. You can look at the whole vibration as what can be denoted in what's properly called the periodic chart of elements, because that's exactly what these gems are composed of, as well as our own essence, our own being is composed of. All the elements in the universe are within ourselves, and these gems are a reflection in the mineral kingdom of those same elements in different constitutes. And what we've observed is that these stones have a certain characteristic under certain conditions where they emanate what we might call vibrational energy or vibrational power. And that vibrational energy and vibrational power is very much needed for us to enhance our lives, for us to enhance our own conscious levels of understanding, to bring balance and healing to certain parts of our being. So throughout the history of time, you can research by going to older books like the Holy Bible, where they might mention gem and gemstones over 200 times as being significant in the roles and everyday lives of people. You can look at historical data or look at the ancient Egyptian Kemetic pyramids and see the kind of jewelry that they're pulling out of those ancient tombs, and see how much credibility, how much energy, how much emphasis they're putting on gems and stones as being set in these different artifacts. Gems have extraordinary power, extraordinary uses. There's a lot of folklore or myth about them, but there's also a lot of hardline evidence. The gems are also used in everyday science. They use diamonds and emeralds and other stones as catalysts for some of the greatest laser beams and laser surgeries and things of that nature that's being done. So these elements, that's how you have to understand gems to begin with, that they're elements in the universe that have been composed and formed in what we might call rock forms. You can find them all over the earth. This is where we are on earth, so we got to start with that in terms of how we mine them or find them. They're generally found in mountains or streams. Some can be found in sand. And again, when you really get into the healing aspect of this energy, you got to cross a little bit over into the animal kingdom and deal with ivory and even teeth and things of that nature. And you got to cross a little bit over into the plant kingdom and deal with resins like what amber is. Amber is a very powerful gemstone, and it's not really a mineral. It's from the plant kingdom. So, again, just understanding that we're not talking about something so far away and so mystical. We're talking about elements, when you look at it as an element in the language of chemistry, the same elements that are composed in these gems are composed in our cells. And when we unite or bring these gems close into our own frequency, we're dealing with concentrated matter, concentrated light, concentrated vibration that we're connecting with on different levels to achieve different things. And it just depends on how people work with these elements or with these gems, which is going to determine what kind of outcome they get. And there's also one other thing that's very, very important. In fact, there's two basic things. One is that a gem or these stones are generally a part of a holistic understanding or a holistic treatment that a person might go through. They're not necessarily the singular thing that you deal with when you're trying to achieve some type of balance of health or healing. The stones highlight or augment whatever else that it is that you might be doing. The other thing that we want to know is that the stones, to a great degree, are as powerful as the person who is carrying them, meaning that you can, different people on different conscious levels can tap deeper and can mind, so to speak, into the stone and pull out more. The same thing if you had a grand piano sitting in a room with 100 people and 50 knew how to play the piano and 50 didn't, you're going to get different variety of what you might call quality or depth of music based on the depth of the person. It's the same instrument, a piano, but its potential is enormous. But what can be gotten from it is based upon the love and the connection that the person has with the instrument themselves. So it's very important when they discover the gems that they want, that they study them, that they connect with them, that they learn about them in many different ways, talk to therapists about them. And as you grow, so does the potential and the power of the gem that you're dealing with grow.
Definitely. We talked, we went over how they are, or where they're found or where they can be found. Can we go a little bit more into how they are formed? From my understanding, the definition or what defines different stones to be grouped together as the same type of stone is actually dealing with a basis of, like, level of sacred geometry and their geometric correlation to each other. So could you go in a little bit on that aspect of the gemstones?
Okay. I can only speak metaphysically about that. I don't know the math about that. That's another thing about the gems. They are so broad in their energy. You can go deep on the math science part and talk about all kind of chemical equations and calculations and look at the geometry and the geometry energy of it. Some of the greatest use and what my gift is with the vibration of it. I know more about the intuitive energy because my connection and my depth in understanding the gemstones comes from my knowledge of astrology. Because astrology is a language that covers the whole spectrum of the universe and everything in the universe, and that's how I know that energy. But I know that there are gems, of course, are formations, elements that are formed in the rocks, beaches and sands, some of them come from the water. Like we said, there's even the pearl, which is a wonderful stone, in the sense of that it's kind of a scale of fish, let's say, and not necessarily a rock in itself. But they do represent the mineral energy of the kingdoms, from the plant kingdom to the human-animal kingdom. And in that mineral form, they are formed in rocks. They're formed in this very powerful vibration, and they're all over the world. That's why I keep using the word mind, meaning to go deep, to go in. Some things are superficial, but sometimes you got to go deep to find this, go through sedimentary rock and to find the wealth of these, what they call veins, of different minerals, from gold to just all the gems, the rubies, the emeralds, all those things are in the stones and in the water, and that's how we find them on the earth in that capacity.
Okay. Well, if anybody's interested a little bit in the geometric aspect of how gemstones are formed, if you're into sacred geometry or you study on that frequency or that vibration, there's a book called The Crystal Bible, which is by Judy Hall. And on page 15, it actually delves in a little bit more on how the different squares, triangles, trapezoids, rhomboids, all that intertwines into the molecular structure of the actual crystals. This is just to give people a little bit more of a scientific foundation in what gemstones and crystals are, just so that, you know, we're not just talking about a bunch of poppycock, so that there's actual scientific, you know, reasoning behind why the crystals are can be utilized for the healing arts. So if you want to get a little bit more into that, that's definitely a great resource to pick up. All right. So how do we utilize gemstones as a holistic therapy?
Well, it's a few ways you can do that. First of all, how do you choose a gemstone? You get into what we call a vibration of dealing with your own intuition. That's the highest energy of dealing with a gemstone from a personal level. It goes all the way back to that which you like likes you. And if you can, the law of attraction, if there's some things going on in your system and you need some energy and power to balance yourself, you basically just put your that you need balance, that you need healing, that you need help, and those things particularly if you act for it.
Dr. Kalfani, you're breaking up a little bit, and it's hard to hear what you're saying.
Okay. What I was saying is that if you ask for the universe for help, those gems and the energies that accompany them will come to you. You can will that energy to you. So the first aspect of how you choose a stone is that you ask the universe for it, and that which you like likes you. You can actually pull that energy towards you. You might notice that when wild animals in the wild, so to speak, get sick and ill, they don't have to, if they're in America, they don't have to go to Japan and get some Chinese herbs or to China or any other place. They find the healing right in their environment. And they don't go to school to study plants and medicine and things of that nature. They use their intuitions to smell out and seek out exactly what they need for balance, and that's what we need to turn back to at first, our intuition, and call to the universe for it. Secondly, you can get prescribed a gemstone by someone who has been working with stones, a natural healer, or someone who specializes in stones, and they can give you a stone based upon, again, what you might call your presenting problem. If you have some type of blood problems or headaches or whatever your complaint may be, whatever your presenting problem is, they can give you something to help you with that energy. And so beyond that, it's just a matter of doing research and really trying to connect again with the energy of things on how you choose a stone. The works that you do with a stone vary. The first thing I look at, of course, again, is health and healing. From a balancing standpoint, it means someone is imbalanced to some degree and they need power and energy to bring balance to themselves. So the stones are one of the things that we may suggest a person use in order to bring balance to certain parts of their own chemistry. It goes along with other things that they might do, such as herb or food or exercise, et cetera. The stones become one of that part of the therapy for that. So that's another big thing that it'd be suggested to you for that reason. In the higher sense of a person who's basically balanced but looking for what we might call spiritual insight or spiritual power, they're using stones to get more insightful and to get more powerful in their own psychic energy, their own spiritual energy, then again, you have to either use your intuition or do some study on what other people have noticed about the effect of stones and basically experiment to see if you can get that same connection or go to that person again, that doctor, that metaphysician, that person who specializes in stones, and they can probably help you find your stone for your situation.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So you touched briefly on this, but I really like to bring this up as a point. Like, what are some key things we have to understand when we're working with stones? Like, where should our mindset be? Where should our, like, you know, our focus, where should we focus our energy?
Well, I think the first focus that we need to deal with is that we're dealing with nature. And nature is something to be in reverence of. Nature, there's a lot of words for nature. Some people say God, some people say goddess. I believe, of course, it's a combination of the two things, the male and female principle coming together. Sometimes the female principle is dominant, and that's when we say goddess. Sometimes the male principle is dominant. That's why we might say God. In China, they call that same thing yin and yang or yin and yang. But it's about having reverence for your ancestors because we all are, everything in the universe is one. We are all really just one family, one vibration that has many forms, many evolutions of the same thing. And so the oldest elements in the universe are carbon, and carbon is when it goes back billions of years to the first forming of the universe. And in that energy of carbon is everything. That's the blackness. That's what some people in metaphysics call the black hole or almond or the hidden one. Everything comes out of blackness. It comes from that depth beginning of first there was nothing, then there was something. And so you need a reverence. You need, and that's what's going to connect you, your own humility, your own love. That's how you get the charge and the energy to charge your stone, by starting off with that kind of vibration. Because, again, as I said earlier, your own individual vibration is going to determine greatly how much energy you get from the stone that you're working with. So if you got reverence, if you got love, if you got these very powerful magnetic forces radiating in yourself, then you're going to attract and connect with that same type of energy. What you put out, you're going to get back. And so approaching the stones on that level, from that reverence level, allows you to deal with it and use its sympathetic properties to their maximum. So it is a vibration of respect and honor and reverence first, and then moving through it with that energy leading you. In addition to vibrating on the vibration of what we call respect, we might notice that a lot of stones come up in their use first in religion. People in religion have been noted for, if anything else, being very zealot, very devoted to the particular religion that they were in. And so stones were used as magnifiers and significators of people's devotion, but also as protectors of that religion and of those different faiths. Again, I referenced the Bible where there's many mentionings of the stones being used, being set in breastplates. I believe Aaron had a blessed breastplate that had the 12 stones that represented the 12 tribes of Israel. And so these were very proud people, and they chose these stones based on the characteristic and the energy of those stones. So they brought that reverence that I was talking about. They brought that energy, and thus they were able to dedicate themselves and in that dedication do some great things. Stones have been used in what you call magic. Magic is a principle basically of knowing the laws of the universe. You know, what magic today has been rendered to almost like a trick or a gimmick, to fool people with illusions. But in the ancient vibration, it was the phenomenon of witnessing nature do its thing, bringing elements together and somewhat predicting what would happen when you brought certain elements together. For every action, there's a reaction. So magic was very much akin to also healing, because when you get a person who's in a state that's imbalanced and they might be like going down, the first thing you want to do is stabilize them, and there's many things you can do to stabilize a person. And so healing stones were used to stabilize, and they were also used to empower, and then they were used for prevention, to protect, so a person wouldn't get ill or get attacked by disease in the first place. So when you see ancients wearing different, what we might call jewelry today, the first purposes of the jewelry were medicinal and spiritual, or spiritual and medicinal. They were not because they thought it looked cute with the outfit that they were wearing. They were doing it for protection and to draw allies from the universe, to connect with the natural forces and to ally with those forces as they walk through life and solve life's problems. They carried stones with them. And the way they carried the stones is also a very unique thing. They carried the stones, and using terms of today, if they carried them in their ears, the earring, then it was because they wanted that stone to hang at that what we call chakra level. There are seven centers in the body that we call the seven chakras. And each chakra has a color that's significant to it, which you can tap into, let's say, the properties or the characteristics or the powers of a thing by knowing the powers of colors. And I guess that's another great thing I could add right now. While you're studying stones, you're definitely going to need to study color, because a stone is composed of light energy. That's really the elemental energy that a lot of stones carry. They all carry vibration, and that vibration is a light force. And we know that specifically because it reflects a color, and that color is a proton that's emanating from its energy out into the universe. And when we relate with it, we might want to relate with the color to get an understanding of what kind of characteristic we might be dealing with. And that throws me back again to the chakras, which are in our system, in our body, and they have different colors from basically the primary colors of red and orange and yellow and green and blue and violet and indigo. And so stones of those primary natures are going to be very powerful just by the color that's emanating from them. And as the ancients wore again, necklaces were designed, again, not because it looked so well with the outfit, but where did that stone touch the person on their body? Did it hang down like a pendant to their heart, which means it was covering the heart chakra? Did it hang down to their belly button, which means it was covering that second chakra, that a chakra of creativity and love and all that powerful, beautiful energy? Was like a choker around their neck and therefore dealing with the throat chakra? Did they wear it in their hair, like you see the famous dots that women draw on their heads, or the stones that they put covering their third eye? That is not just a beauty technique. That is a very beautiful thing, but it is also the science of activating the stone and having it activate that part of the system so that you can get a lot of power and energy emanating from that vibration. And from that third eye energy, you're getting spiritual power, intuition, and things of that nature. So where you wear your stone, how you carry your stone, is significant also on how it's going to work for you and how well it's going to work for you.
Exactly. And to add on to what you were talking about, the color, each color of each stone, like you were talking about, has its own vibration of energy in addition to the actual vibration of the stone type. So you have different colors of the same stone. Now, like, take jade, for example. The most common color in jade is green. But you also have brown representatives of jade. You also have different color variants of the same type of stone. And they each have their own principles, normally following some semblance to chromotherapy, which is like what we're talking about, the therapy, the healing therapy of color. If you go back into the archives, we did a show on that, on Conversations with the Queen a couple months back. I think at the beginning of the year we touched on that. And you'll actually be able to correlate, again, like you said, the stone's purpose according to how they vibrate as well with the chakras and the colors and everything. What you're going to find with these therapies is that everything literally is everything. So that the more you learn and the more you build on top of specific aspects of therapy, the more you're going to see how they all connect and how they all intertwine. So that's definitely 100% on point. So how do gemstones relate to our spirit and who we are?
Well, it's a few ways they relate to our spirit and who we are. I look at it again from the astrological standpoint, which is a language that's used to describe energy. When we use the words like Cancer or Libra or Aquarius, we're not talking about maybe the symbols of those, the scales and the crab, et cetera. We're talking about the characteristical energy of those things. And those stones relate just like those astrological signs do. They have attributes. They have character. And so when you're choosing a stone again, or you're trying to align yourself with something that you are kin to, then you're going to look for certain attributes. You can go straight for what you might call a birthstone, which is going to augment your own personal energy. Like I myself is a Libra, so I might get a couple of stones like an opal or something, and that's going to rhyme with my energy. But a lot of times I'm carrying that energy as a Libra already, and I might need something, another type of stone to bring more prominent balance to myself. And that's another thing I want to make clear about even the aspect of astrology as it relates to stones. In a human being, we talk about what's called sun signs. And those sun signs relate to the rotation of the astrological energy moving through the universe and how it stays in a certain energy for a certain amount of time, 28 days, 22 days, things of that nature. And so in that vibration, that's how we measure characteristics over that period of time. And we use, again, these names like Cancer and Leo and Virgo, but you got to look more into the characteristic and not the name. The name is used to just bring up the energy. But then you got to go inside and see what is it composed of. And so the stones, again, have that same kind of frequency based on the color that they are, based on the characteristic that they deal with. They give off the same kind of principles. You're going to get one to match your energy, like your birthstone or something, or you're going to get something to balance your energy depending on what's imbalance, what's going out with you. And that could be any stone that you might use at that point. And, again, what are you using it for? Are you using it for balance or are you using it for spiritual advancement? Those things are going to determine how you relate to that stone, how personal you can get with that stone.
Exactly. I like to pause for a second here. Again, if you came in the middle of the conversation, we're here with Dr. Kalfani Rivers speaking on gemstone therapy. We're definitely like getting deep into this subject and hitting points I really, really am so happy we're hitting. You know, I studied this personally for a couple months now, so, you know, I'm learning as well as reiterating certain things that I've already learned and personally come into contact with, so it's a great experience that we're having here. If you would like to call in, the call number is 917-932-8881. I'm going to ask that the first six callers who have their hand raised will be actually the first six callers who will receive the free mini 5-minute readings that we'll be doing at the last 30 minutes of the show. We have an hour and 15 minutes left in the live stream. After these 15 minutes, we'll be moving through the rest of the presentation and we'll be taking questions. So the first six callers with their hand raised will be delegated for the free mini readings. All right, so I'm going to take a little small commercial break, and we're going to promote a little bit of the Spoken Word Billboard Awards, which is presented to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. It's going to be a great event, which is going down September 29th in the Detroit area. So if you are interested in learning about that, please stay tuned. But I'm having a little bit of a technical difficulty. It'll play. So in the meantime, I'll just reiterate a little bit about what we're talking about. So, again, remember, everybody, the first six callers that raise their hand will be delegated for the free mini reading. Commercial's not playing right now, so we're just going to continue with the show. All right, so how do gemstones actually, well, I think we've really touched on this, but if you want to reiterate, you can. How do gemstones function?
Well, they lay there in great potential to function in many different capacities. Again, what you're going to get from a gemstone is a lot of what you put into it. If you're willing to do some study and try to understand what the potential of that thing is, and again, this is not saying that, oh, why do I have to study this in order to get the power from it? There's certain frequency that you're going to get, just like fire. You can put that under your hand and you don't have to study the nature of fire. It's going to burn you. And so gems are the same type of way in that just sitting in your environment, if you don't know nothing about it, you're still going to benefit from the radiant energy that comes mm-hmm. from it. But if you can yeah. have some understanding about that radiant energy, then that means that you can, to use the term, manipulate it in a positive way towards mm-hmm. enhancing and bringing certain things to higher qualities. You might even notice an increase in your own intuition, and therefore yeah. you can trust your judgment better. Or you might know an event is coming up for you where you might need a clearer understanding of things, and thus you'll bring your stone with you or work with it more. So when that actual event comes to light, you'll be as strong as you can be. So the function of these stones and their potential is enormous, but they grow even more powerful when they connect with that person who is really getting into them, just like that yeah. musical instrument I talked about. A piano can sit right there for thousands of people, but it's only going to be as good as the person who loves it and plays it and brings a lot of powerful energy to it. But its potential is infinite. It's infinite, and that's how the stones are. They have infinite potential, but there are characteristics, and the way to really start studying them, I believe, is to first understand the concept of light and color. Chromotherapy that you was talking about, because that's an easy thing to understand, and it's simplified in colors. And then when you start getting to applying those to actual stones, that's how you can start. You'll have a reference point. You'll have a base that you're starting from, knowing it from its color first, and then getting into the fact that maybe it's a diamond, maybe it's a agate, maybe it's an amethyst, maybe it's a moonstone. And then you can learn the specifics around how that light and color and this moonstone or this opal or this pearl is working with that energy. But it does take a lot of study in terms of really getting into how to use that stone for your best benefit.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. As you get to know your stones, and as you study them, and as you begin to personally work with them and use them yourself, whether it be through the creation of amulets or jewelry like I do, whether it be just through using them in your meditations or putting them in your house for specific energetic purposes, you develop relationships with these stones. And you feel a semblance or a connection to them on, like you said, that intuitive level. And you actually begin to feel the vibrations of those stones. It's actually funny. I'm just very sensitive on most levels and spiritually as well. So when I touch the stones and I interact with the stones, I feel literally the vibrations of the stones. And I can tell when the stone is calling for me to actually get that stone. The name of the stone will pop up in my head and I'll go, okay, I need to deal with this stone. Or I'll be studying my stones and the book will fall open to a certain page and those are the characteristics are something that I really, really need. So, you know, as you actually become more open and you actually open yourself up to dealing with the stones, again, they do work on different levels. You become more intimate with these stones and you actually form relationships with them. Now, there's something about stones that you should know when you're going to work with them. Sometimes stones disappear on you. Now, I say this for the sake of, because I'm talking about how you get into relationships with stones, so you might feel like a closeness to that stone or like, you know, that's one of your favorite stones and you're really working with it, and that's because it's working with you, again, like with those sympathetic properties on your energetic levels, and it's actually helping to heal and regenerate certain energies and powers within you. But when it's finished working with you, it's going to leave. Just like every relationship you have in life, when you're finished doing work with one person or finished doing work with a certain relationship, that relationship might leave. So I've had certain of my stone, like my first pendulum I ever used actually, like, disappeared on me. And it's crazy because, like, people might be a little bit freaked out by that at first if they're really not understanding the metaphysical properties of the stone. It's an interdimensional consciousness within itself. So it will, you know, and it might come back to you if you need it at a later point in your life. But, I mean, I've literally looked through my whole room and I know it's not here. So pretty much, yeah, that does happen. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick just to let people know. So speaking about these stones and the relationships that we hold with them, so what are some general stones that we should just have in general in our house? Like, what are some great stones to be, like, for people who want to begin their own stone collection and just want to jump into the science and they want some generally really powerful stones?
Okay. Well, I think some of the first things you might want to deal with are things like the amethyst. The amethyst is a very beautiful stone. It's got hues of purple, and it deals with a very high spiritual quality. And I think one of the reasons I was drawn to talk about that stone first is a lot of times you want to match stones or anything else to a functional level of where things are right now. And we're in a great age right now of enlightenment on spiritual level. And it's really an amethyst age because I think amethyst is a stone that's ruled by Aquarius, and we're in the age of Aquarius. And it's really a stone that can really help you and guide you and help connect you to other stones. That's something that we didn't really talk about, how some stones can open you up so well that they increase your intuition in order for you to gain other insight into gaining with other stones. And so another stone that might be a real good starter stone, and amethysts are not that expensive either. That's nothing I want to add.
Yeah,
sometimes you might want to spend a lot of money. Right. Get something from the ocean, like a pearl or mother pearl or the pearl. That energy is very sympathetic because it deals, again, with trance energy, being able to slip into trance or to put your consciousness on another level, being able to attract nurturing energy from the universe. You're dealing with a very powerful vibration when you're dealing with that pearl energy. The ancients called it Yemanya or Aset, and you're really dealing with powers and forces that are very much needed in our lives. We all need nurturing. We all need love, and so you might want to attract that kind of energy. Speaking of love, there's a song called A Rose Quartz, which is very famous. I've heard some people had to put their rose quartz up after a while because it really just made them too magnetic. They were literally like fending people off of them because their energy had opened up so deeply toward attracting the love energy, people just affections raising toward them because they were carrying rose quartz with them a lot. So these stones, that's another thing. You do want to, like, have them prove themselves. And what I mean by that, just be observant to how things are before the stone and how things occur after you get the stone. Because you do attract what we call elemental energy, elemental spirit, elemental vibrations. There's many books written on stones and many testimonies of people who have had extraordinary experiences and experiences from using different stones. So this is not like how some people many, many years ago, like in the 60s, when it was came up kind of big. It was also big at the turn of the century. A lot of people started using, when I say the turn of the century, I mean the 20th century, like the 1900s. It was big at that time. Also, the diamonds and the emeralds and the these very, what they call precious stones, because because they're very expensive. It's not that they're more powerful than the less expensive stones. It's just that people have a popular opinion about certain things. Sometimes it's based upon their quality, like the hardness of it, like a diamond. Diamonds are probably the most popular stone there is. And diamonds come in all prices. It's hard to quote a price of a diamond. So you just have to do research about that. But diamonds are extraordinarily powerful, extraordinarily magnetic. But I've done work with quartz crystals, and they look like diamonds a little bit. But they do tremendous work in healing and energizing and just really opening you up again in ways that you can become more intuitive, that your whole life can become more effective. So, again, start with stones that are kind of inexpensive but very powerful, like the amethyst. There's also a stone called a tiger eye. I think those are pretty popular, too. Tiger eyes are very powerful in that they are a very deep protective stone of protecting you against psychic energy or people trying to do work on you on a psychic level, on a metaphysical level. They also help with the eyes and with the liver by carrying them, et cetera. And they're not expensive at all. And, again, expense is not really an indicator of whether the stone is a good one or not. There's two major factors. That's your purpose for the stone, because that's what's going to prove or show you how well that stone is working in your life. And it's a vibration around the energy of what you're doing with that stone. If you're healing with it and, like, you got headaches or some kind of a deep-seated problem, and that stone is bringing that health and healing to you, then you know you're going to be doing some heavy testifying around what kind of pain you was in or et cetera, and then in bringing in your stone. And, again, I would advise that the stone be used in healing, be used in combination with different therapies or modalities so that you can get that holistic balance that you might need. An individual would probably need to be well-versed and well-trained to use a stone alone for healing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there are many people who start off as novice around this. They just love the energy of stones and the look of stones, and they study and use them and become quite adept And then there's professionals, people who have dedicated their lives to understanding stones, and they can use stones, which you might call singularly or primarily. But I would advise that most people seek out help in the beginning of the course, and as you grow with it, you'll know how to use that stone, but use it in combination with many different things. I didn't mention the topaz. Topaz is another very powerful stone. And I did mention amber earlier. That's another very famous thing. And then let's talk about the shells, like a Kauri shell or the mother pearl. These are also very powerful sympathetic elements. Even though they're not stones, they're in the subject of what we're talking about, this energy of precious stones and metals, and they have extraordinary sympathetic powers, meaning that they attract energy, and they increase your own energy tremendous. And again, you can testify after wearing a Kauri shell necklace or after wearing Kauri shell earrings or Kauri shell belt that you just feel a lot of energy that comes to you. And it's how you direct that energy and the work that you do with it. And speaking of that, let me talk real briefly about a real powerful use of stones. One of the most early use of stones were used as what we might call initiators, where you would use this stone to really create a covenant with whatever you were going for. If it was a manhood training or a womanhood training and you were promising to be your best and to really give your best to something, you were given these different stones to remind you of that pledge that you were on. And when we see these pictures that are being depicted today where they try to be as realistic as possible around the costuming of ancient peoples, they don't always know the function of the things that they're looking at. When they see stones in people's hair or stones on their hands, they're in those places because that's where they want that power to be. That's where they want that energy to be. And some of these piercing even that people are doing today, they're doing it for a variety of reasons. But in ancient times, the piercing was done as a sacrifice and a dedicating yourself to something, usually on a very sacred and holy level. If you were willing to go through the pain of piercing and wear that object on your body, people seeing you would know that you were dedicated to something very deep and very powerful, and then your life would reflect that on how you're dealing with it. Because a lot of times the stones and gems today have been used mostly as aesthetics, things to make your you know, look at my bling, look at my rocks on my hands, look at this beautiful necklace I got. And we do love things for their aesthetic beauty, but we also got to understand that there's a much more profound energy potential on the knowledge of building with the light of that stone, with the power of that stone, with the frequency of that stone. And so those are the things that we really want to concentrate on when we're talking about stones. We want to study. We want to consult with other people and then discover and experiment for ourselves how we can work with stones and what we can do.
Exactly. I also want to add one other stone that I love to work with, and especially as a woman, but anybody can really work with it. A very powerful stone is lapis lazuli, and I love that stone so much. So if you know, that's another good stone to start with. All right. We have room for one more free mini reading. I have five callers with their hand raised who have raised their hand for that. So, okay, actually we just have our last caller with their hand raised for the free mini reading. And so the lines are full for that, but I'd like to open up the floor for questions. So if you have any comments or questions subject matter, you can call in. The call number is 917-932-8881. Again, that's 917-932-8881. I'm going to pause very quickly for the spoken word commercial because I needed to get that out the way. So we're going to pause for the commercial, and when we come back, I'll begin to take questions.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet-walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe, in the elegant facility of the Village Theater, in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation, Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon, Zach One, soul singer, Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist, Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castello, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, so like you heard, that's going to be a very, very powerful event. I mean, Sister Poetic Energy, who is the owner of the station, is going to be putting it down when it comes to that event. So definitely, definitely make sure that you know, if you're interested in going, go in and get your ticket now, because I heard they're selling out really quickly. All right, we do have our first caller, caller from the 678 area code. Excuse me, again, having a little bit of, okay, here we go. Sorry. Caller from the 678 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queens. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, I am interested in, well, I've been working with stones for many years now, but not really knowing a lot about stones. I want to do more healing. I'm arthritic and suffer with gout, and I would like to know basically what stones to use. And I wanted to tell the doctor that I'm a Queen Eris. I'm one of Queen Eris's goddaughters.
Oh, bless you. You got a great god, mama. You're blessed.
Yes,
blessed.
I am.
Yes, you are. Yeah, this is exactly my point that I was making earlier. There are stones that can help you in terms of facilitating the gout and things of that nature, but you really want to use a more holistic approach because, I mean, let me get real with you. If you don't change your diet, you can get every stone known to man and metaphysicians around the world, and it's not going to move that gout too much at all because you're still putting in your body the elements that throw your chemistry off and put you into that state of dealing with the arthritis and things of that nature. So that's an indication of impurities being in your system. You want to stop eating sugar. You want to do a real deep cleansing. You want to go through a heavy alkaline diet, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And you probably want to get you something like an amethyst and a quartz crystal because you want to deal with some purifying and some really opening yourself up on a spiritual level. Because, again, I'm going to go deep with you. You really have to have some spiritual discipline to deal with ridding yourself of that energy. That's a frequency like a spirit. And to get that spirit off of you, you got to go deep and you got to be sincere and you got to be consistent. So those are the stones that I would use and ask you to use. But you definitely got to go holistic. Don't just use the amethyst and the quartz crystal. Because it's going to be a lot like putting on some real wonderful, beautiful clothes and then going outside and wallowing in the mud when you don't change your diet and don't exercise. You got to exercise, change your diet, take sugar completely, 100% out of your diet because it's crystallizing and getting in those joints and causing that pain that you call arthritis. And so you've got to start breaking that down. And then use your stones more or less as your mediums for strengthening your spiritual power with that amethyst, for giving you clarity and insight into the things I'm talking about right now. Because when we clear, it's not hard for us to do things when we clear. But when we don't really understand or we're not sure, then we be hesitant, and then we fall into what we might call learned behavior or conditioned behavior. And you want to break the spell on that kind of energy, correct your diet, exercise like you're an Olympic, want to be an Olympic athlete. And I don't mean exercise with pain involved. I mean do it with love. Get my phone number and give me a call, and I can give you some real more insightful things that you can do. But the stones that you would use would be that that amethyst and that crystal, that quartz crystal. That's what I would use.
All right, and your number is 773-408-5986.
That's exactly it.
All right, yeah, she'll get in contact with you. And I've been doing pretty well with because it's been a few years now, and I had a battle with not being able to walk. So I had to change my diet, and I'm a student in school at 58, so I move around a lot. And I've really been concentrating and working with myself. But and of course, you know, my godmother suggested certain things, so I've been, you know, constantly trying to stay within my boundaries and work with that.
Yes. Well, you got that spiritual connection. Your godmama being Queen Aries, that's a great energy to be connected to. And we all need family. We all need spiritual inspiration. And you got a gold mine. So I know you come from a deep place, and you got a little bit to go, but you on the right track. You got the right energy. Everything's going to be well for you.
Give thanks and praises.
Yes.
All right, we do have another caller from the 407 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions? Peace. Caller from the 407 area code. I guess they're just listening. If you do have a comment or question, call us on the 407. You can raise your hand again, and we'll get back to you. Okay, we have another question from the 803 area code. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, what's good? It's Palmetto Starred on the Ground Roller Radio. What's up with you, Queen? Peace, brother. I'm chilling. I actually do have more or less a question for the brother, because, you know, I'm really concerned with my clairvoyance and my, because I feel like I'm at a sort of like a breakthrough point with that. So I want to know what stones I could use to enhance that and just enhance any sort of like, any sort of like rising, kundalini rising sort of thing. I just want to, I'm really interested in stones that will enhance that, and how, and you know, what sort of stones are that, and just for background, I am I'm an Aries. I was just wondering what sort of stones would be best for me to use, and you know, and getting to the next level as far as with that.
Okay. What I'm doing is I'm looking at an oracle called the Metaneta to really get deep into understanding of what you need. And, you need a stone with a Yemanya energy. So I would say if you work more with some type of shells, you need to bring some balance to that heat you got, all that fire you got. That's a good intuitive vibration. but you want to go beyond intuition. Like you said, you're getting at the breakthrough of things. So you want to get more empty, more receptive, not so much yang energy. You want to cool that out and become more receptive, get deeper into trance. And that's going to be about calming that fire down a little bit and getting more with dealing with that water. Deal more with water energy. Deal with the actual anointing yourself with water by doing libations before you get into your meditations. But also get some yin-yang energy with some shells, the mother pearl, the kari shells. You notice a lot of seers and readers use a lot of shells because it heightens their intuition. It puts them on that real deep track of going into trance. There's actually some divination tools that just use shells in the Ifa oracles. So get them shells around your neck, put some on your wrist, and have some in your hands. And you'll be able to balance your fire energy, which has gotten you there, that courage and that strength and that power that you got. And now you just need to get more in touch with the feminine side of your energy, getting more in touch with that that light side of your brain, and that'll help you make that breakthrough.
All right, I appreciate that. Now, when you say shells, do you mean like tortoise shells? I mean, what sort of shells are you referring to?
I'm talking about like kari shells or mother of pearl. You know, those type of shells. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that, brother. That helps out tremendously. Thank you so much.
Oh, certainly, right. Brother. Peace to you.
Peace. All right. We do have another caller from the 407-223 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, Ty, and Dr. Kofani. This is Sister Nia Amunet Ma.
Peace.
I do have a question for the doctor. What do you recommend? What kind of gemstone therapy for as far as the discomforts women experience during their menstrual cycle?
Okay. I'm looking at the metaneta again to understand because see you've given me a symptom and it's a specific symptom and you said discomfort from female problems, right? Or during a menstrual cycle, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And bloating and lack of appetite during those times.
Okay. And what I'm getting is similar to what the first queen asked me earlier. A stone can assist you. And that stone, again, would be a Yemanya stone. Again, something that comes from the water. If you get some kind of shell, that can assist you in it. I would also get a black stone. That can help a great deal also. But once again, you have to be careful with your diet. Because that's going to determine a lot about how painful your cycle might be, how long it's going to be, how much bloating is going to be there. Because these stones can facilitate and they can draw pain off of you. But what you want to do is prevention and not be in pain in the first place. You don't want to say, it's almost like the commercial you see on TV where they say, well, what can I get for heartburn? Well, I can tell you about something from heartburn, but wouldn't you rather be interested in not getting heartburn in the first place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something you want, so you can just keep doing the things that's putting your body in that state, and then I'll take this remedy to make that pain go away because you're still harming yourself if you don't go to the root, to the cause of what's causing the bloating. The cause, because it's not simply just your body throwing off impurities. It's the amount of impurities and the type of impurities that deal with that energy. What is your birth sign? What is your birthday?
Cancer, June 25th.
Okay, so yeah, just like I said, that Yemanya stone because that's what cancer is, ruled by the moon. Get her stone and get some Oshun energy like that amber, and those things will help you out a great deal because they'll bring that sympathetic energy, that force to you to help you. But you got to put it in combination with correcting your diet and doing a little exercise. That will prevent a lot of work that the stones have to do.
I do definitely agree because my exercise, I don't exercise and think that might be a problem.
And that's a big key because that exercise, that exercise will burn up a lot of impurities before your cycle even hits. That exercise is cardiovascular, it moves the blood. Everything travels on the blood, particularly the impurity. And the exercise will burn a lot of that stuff up, give you a lot of power, and you won't experience probably, I would say if you exercise, you should exercise regularly to a degree. But if you exercise a little bit of about 4 days, 5 days before your cycle starts, you can cut that pain and stuff you're talking about probably about 50%. If you correct your diet, just try to look to it to some degree. You might be eating too many starches, you might be eating too many sugars. That would might add another 40%. Then you add the stones, and you say, oh, my God, I forgot I had a period because I don't feel anything. That's what could occur on that kind of point.
Yes.
Right.
And also, if I may add, sister, as a sister who has one and is still going through it, I've eliminated my personal PMS, specifically by what the doctor said, diet, and a lot of it is sugar, and making sure you're cleaning out your body before you actually go on to your menses. And one of the exercises that I find even that you can do to eliminate pain exactly as you're feeling it while you're on your menses, say you forget to do it before the 4 days, do some yoga. Do some basic yoga positions like Warrior One, Warrior Two. Most yoga positions are really good for your menses as they actually exercise the internal organs, and a lot of them target the uterus for the woman. So if you do some basic yoga, you don't even have to do anything serious. You could do something very, very, very slight, but it will actually help. So also listen to your body and make sure, like when, say you're going through a cramping period, listen to your body, and it's going to tell you how to move to actually help to alleviate the pain that you're going through at that moment. Also, another stone that I would really recommend, and I've worked with this stone personally, and I've actually helped a friend with this stone who had the same symptoms, is a moonstone, because the moonstone rules the reproductive organs. A gray or a rainbow moonstone will actually help you tremendously with that area.
Wow, excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Kofani. This is a great show. Thank you so much.
All right.
Peace.
All right. We do have 37 minutes left, so if there's any more callers who would like to ask their questions, you can do so by pressing 1 and raising your hand. If not, we're going to get right on in to the actual readings. So, again, like I just said, if there's any callers left who would like to ask a question, you can raise your hand by pressing 1 or call in. The call number is 917-932-8881. We're here going in on Gemstone Therapy with Dr. Kofani Rivers. He's giving out key information that's definitely, definitely helping a lot of people. I can feel it as we're going through it. So we have another caller from the 540 area code. Caller from the 540 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
I have a question. I was kind of wondering about the milestone for myself. I'm a Sagittarius, and I was kind of wondering what mine would be for me. I'm kind of on a spiritual level where I see things and I have dreams and things like that, and I want to bring myself more in tune with that, more in touch with that. I don't really have any major problems getting, like, in a trance with it or anything like that, or I don't have any problem seeing it, or I just want it to be a little stronger. Like, when people ask me things, I want to be more clear about it, or the dreams that I have. You know, sometimes I'll forget them, and I don't want to forget them. You know, and the things that I see, I want it to be more clear. Sometimes it's not always clear to me until, you know, later.
Okay,
I was just wondering if there was a stone that, you know, would help me be more in touch with my spiritual side about that.
He asked you, sorry not to cut you off, but he did ask you what your birthday was so he could help you further with that.
My birthday is in December the 18th. I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay. And I was feeling that energy. You need the lapis lazuli stone, that blue stone. Its quality will enhance what you already have there because your energy is ruled by the planet Jupiter. And Jupiter and Sagittarius energy goes on those flights. You said December the what again?
December the 18th.
Okay. So you're on that cusp. And yeah, so you would need that Saturn stone too. I would get that black onyx because that'll help give you the stability that you're talking about. Things might be a little bit flighty for you and getting away from you. So you need some stabilizing with that energy. So you're on that cusp, so use those two stones that rule your energy of Sagittarius Capricorn, and that would be that lazuli. And that black onyx, that would bring a lot of quality to you. You also would want to do a lot of waking things, too, with meditation. The stronger that you can get with your meditation, when you come out of meditation, you say you had no problem getting into trance. So,
no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I would take those stones and meditate with them. And just, you know, that's how you can open up. Y'all can open up together. And it sounds like you're serving people. You're counseling people. You're doing readings.
It's not like that, but I've never done that before. But it's kind of weird how it happens. People will come up to me, and I seem to draw people, and it's like I know what they want, and I'll tell them before they ask me, or something like that, or I'll have a dream and about someone, and I'll call them and tell them what's getting ready to happen or what's going to happen, or what has already happened and how to help them through it. You know, like I'll have a dream about something that's happened to someone, and I'll call them and help them through it. And I didn't know it had happened. Things like that nature. Or I'll have a dream about world events and. Someone halfway across the world will be having the same dream. We'll connect about it, things like that.
You another person that might need to call me so I can help you organize your ritual, your own personal spiritual ritual, so that you can become more stable and solid, and therefore your powers, you'll be able to use them better. Because right now you got the power, but it's kind of, you're a little bit clumsy with it, and you haven't made up your mind that you're going to use it for the service of humanity, because that's going to make you much more stronger. As you use it, you get more control over it. You get more confidence with it. And so you got to do those two things. Organize your ritual, which is your everyday life and how you're interfacing with things, and then make up your mind if you are truly called, to use that energy on how to actually formulate that. So,
what is your number?
It's 773-408-5986. So give me a call and mention that we talked on the show, and I'll be able to tap right back into you and help you get on board with the things that you need to do. because you've got a lot of enormous potential, and we definitely need people with your kind of energy. It's almost like recruiting a doctor live on the air. We're recruiting doctors, and you got that kind of power and that kind of energy. So I appreciate you. Give me a call, and let me help you out.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you both.
All right. All right. We're going to start the free mini readings. I'm going to start off with the caller from the 845 area code. Caller from the 845 area code. You are going to get your free mini reading. So.
Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
Peace. Hey, my name is Laura.
Peace. So you wanted to get the free mini reading?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead.
I need your birthday, month, day, and year.
4/15/77.
Okay, 4/15/77.
Yes.
Alrighty. Okay. Okay, I got you. Okay, you were born on a Friday.
Hello, that's
funny.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah, we didn't hear that last part you just said.
Okay, he was born on a Friday, and the energy of Friday in ancient Africa is called Oshun or Hetheru. That's a very powerful energy because it balances the Aries energy you have, which is a lot of fire, a lot of aggressiveness, and it gives you a certain type of style, a certain type of flair. You also have what we call a Pisces moon, which means you're a very intuitive person yourself, very high intuition. Dreams are very important to you. You have a very unique style. That's what people probably tell you all the time, and a lot of things you do, you bring a flair to it because you're a creative person. And you're an initiator. I've got a lot of leadership qualities, and that's a very great thing. Now, relationships can be a little bit difficult for you because it takes a very unique woman to balance your chemistry, to really be in tune with your energy. So you're going to have a few what you might call battles even in trying to blend with a sister who can really anticipate and understand your energy. Sometimes you might come off as arrogant, and that might turn some sisters off, but sisters need to really love and respect a man that does have power and not necessarily flaunted it. It's just radiating from him, and that's the kind of energy that you have. You got a power that radiates from you. Sometimes it intimidates. Sometimes it makes people prejudge you, particularly women. So you just have to maybe use a little bit more charm, and I don't mean in the sense of finagling someone. I just mean being open and being real, and that way people be able to get a chance to get a little bit closer to you and understand your energy more. Do you have any specific questions that you might want to ask me, and I can look deeper into your chart or use the metanetas to get deeper to answer any question that you have whatsoever?
I do now. This is my first time calling, the first time listening to the show, so I don't know what made me just decide to listen to it today. But I got introduced to the Stones by somebody a few weeks ago that was just speaking, and we was building, and they had suggested to me that maybe I should get this stone. So I kind of been feeling that kind of energy, but I really don't know too much about it. And I have a father that's locked up in Virginia, and I haven't seen him in about 5 years, and I just went and seen him. And he gave me a different type of understanding as far as the metanair and telling me that I should get into that and trying to get an understanding of that. So now we're listening to y'all, and from what you just said, you know, I feel like I'm on the right track, and everything you said is 100% about me. But just a better understanding of, to make things more clear, because I understand things great, and everything is working out. You know, everything that comes to my mind, I bring it to existence almost sometimes at a snap of a finger. But where I learned and where I came from and trying to give that understanding to everybody else has been kind of difficult. So
yeah,
more
it
so
is difficult. It is difficult, and it's difficult for most teachers because we're in a great transition period right now where a lot of people are going to be left behind. So you really need to be doing some writing or some documenting so that you can people can see through that means. One-on-one teaching is going to work, but a lot of people that ain't on board ain't going to get on board in this late stage that we're in now. Going to see a lot of resistance if you are just what you are coming over here, people. There are people who are.
You're breaking up, Dr. Calfani. You're breaking up.
Okay. There's a lot of people who are doing speaking, and they will be able to feel your energy if you are living the things that you're talking about, because you do have a lot of power. Read your metaneta real good. Understand the tree of life. You should really get deep into the understanding of the tree of life and knowing about the different matutus. That will increase your understanding. And as you do the chants and things connected with those matutus, that will increase your power tremendously. So use your left and your right brain. Study those matutus and then connect with them through their chants. And you got a very deep, open energy. I just did a metaneta reading on you, and it's very powerful. You've got great good fortune coming towards you. So just keep using that power and keep moving forward, brother.
Right.
I will.
Thank you. Peace. All right.
Peace.
We do have our next applicant for the free reading. They're actually from the chat room because they weren't able to call in.
Okay.
Their birthday is December 18th, 1963.
Okay. December 18th of 63. Yeah, I like to inform people that I'm looking at a book called An Ephemeris, and it's actually just showing me the particular positions of the planets at the time of a person's birth. There's really no words or interpretations here. It's just a bunch of symbols on a calendar, and I'm interpreting those symbols. That's how I'm giving a reading. And so for December 18th of 63, I see that this person was born on a Wednesday. So what that's telling me is that they have a lot of connecting energy. This person is like a networker. They connect people to things. They're dealing with the ancient African vibration of Sebek or Legba, and which means that they connect people to things. They could do their own radio show or something in communications because they have that much information and knowledge. This person probably collects a lot of books, particularly on spiritual subjects. Metaphysical energy is like their forte. And I can also see that they're business-minded. I'm looking to get a Capricorn moon, and Capricorn people like to have institutions. They don't just talk about things. They want to build things. So this person is very aggressive, want to build things. They probably be very successful at that because they'll be living out their own energy. They also have Capricorn and Venus, which will give them opportunity for solid relationships. Institution of marriage will be very important to them. Let me take a metaneta reading right quick and see how they're doing with that. I can see that relationships are a little bit toxic right now, but
you're breaking up a little bit.
We're in a very deep transitional cycle right now, and we got to have faith in our own selves and particularly get deep with our spiritual practices, because those are the things that's going to allow us to hold on to what we've gained and also to move forward in a very positive level. Because a lot of things are going to be breaking apart and changing as we go through this cosmic transition that we're going through, and relationships are going to be a big part of that. People are taking stances, and some of those stances are splitting people apart. So I can see there's a little toxicity in your relationship. I don't know whether it's to have faith in that relationship, and it appears that you don't and you need to, because I'm getting two Tahuti energies. One that's toxic and the other one that's balanced. So this is a relationship that can work. It's going to take some work. You're a person also that need to listen to the archives of this broadcast and get my phone number, because I'm being real with you. I'm glad we're not hearing your voice, because I'm really putting some of your personal stuff out there. There's deep trouble in your relationship, and the only way that you're going to be able to deal with, not the only way, but the best way, is to call me and let me go in with you and help you understand what's going on.
I gave him your number.
Okay, yeah, because that trouble that you're having is not unique, but you might want to deal with it in a unique way, because you can salvage this relationship. You can salvage it, but it's going to take some commitment on the other person's part. And I just need to help you understand that energy. But your own personal power is very powerful. Like I said, you probably got a huge, wonderful library. Also, I can see in here a lesson that you need to learn is right during these times about humanity, about spiritual power and things of that nature. You need lessons in that energy. And that might be why, because that's what our relationships are greatly for also. They're spiritual adventures for us to walk together and learn and grow on a spiritual level. And sometimes some partners are not as evolved as others, and that determines a lot of times the length of time that we stay with one another. Because if one person is like really cultivating themselves and moving forward, and the other person is more mundane, and it's going to be a short period of time before there's a great gap, a great distance in their relating to one another. Physical energy can only hold you together for so long. That spiritual force, that soul mating, is what a lot of people who are not just basically self-destructive, people who are growing and improving themselves, are definitely looking for soul mating. They look for something that's going to last, something that's going to be beneficial. That's the frequency you own. And I can help you get deeper into that vibration. So that's basically the mini reading and energy that I have for you this evening.
All right. Well, thank you for listening in, and I hope that was helpful for you. We're going to move on to our next caller. Caller from the 706-998 area code. You are live. Would you like to receive your free reading?
Yes, I would. My birthday is 1974, November 13th, 1974, New York, New York at 6:51 a.m. I believe it was a Wednesday, but I'm not sure.
You're exactly right. It was a Wednesday. You have some extraordinary energy being born on that Wednesday. Again, you are a connector, which means that your frequency and your vibration is the one that usually introduces people into things. You are a hierophant, standing at the gate for a lot of people. When they meet you, they're about to go into another experience, and a lot of times you introduce that experience. Your basic energy is on a Scorpio vibration, and it's compounded in your chart by being in your moon and your sun sign. So that gives you a very strong sympathetic energy. That water connects you to a lot of depth, which allows you to go real deep about things. I need to take a meta reading to see where you are with that, and I see the positive ancestors coming up for you, but I also see a little bit of abuse on your part. So you really need, when we got a lot of power like you do, we really have to be good to ourselves and not overdo certain things. And I'm seeing certain things overdone by you, and that can throw you a little bit off balance. And a person of your power off balance is really a shame, in the sense that when you are solid and connected, you are one of the people that we turn to for guidance in a whole lot of areas, because your intuition is very, very strong. There's not a lot of men. There's a thing that a great teacher once said, that if there's 100 men and 100 women in a room and the drums start playing, in 3 minutes, 97% of the women are in trance and only 10% of the men are in trance, because women are much more sensitive to certain sympathetic energy around trance energy and going under and receiving messages like a medium. You are in that 10% of men who can go into trance and get information and knowledge directly from the source. When you read a book, you can hear the voice of the person talking. You can tell whether it's true or not. You have a very deep mystery about you. So if you do the proper study and homage to our ancestors, you can really get deep with that vibe. In fact, I'm seeing Scorpio more times in your chart. I'm seeing it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times in your
Mercury,
Venus.
Mercury, Mars,
your...
Venus, you know. I got my planets memorized, but, brother, you've given me insight that I haven't heard anybody else do a chart for me. Give me.
Well, I got a real strong connection. I'm not bragging. I'm actually giving praise to the Creator for giving me such a great gift. I've never had an inaccurate read in over 30 years. You a brother I would like to meet because your energy is like off the chain as far as your potential. All you have to do is get some discipline, like I said, around that area where, it, you know, everybody got a little bit of thing. None of us are perfect. But that little bit of thing you're dealing with can throw you off balance sometime and can keep you from the deeper connections. You're the kind of person that can get
so
real deep. You can get real deep. And we need your kind of power to authenticate a lot of historical data that's be coming across us, like the reading of the Bible and other holy books. You can read those books and tell if they're real or not by who wrote it, what the voice is, what the vibration is, because you can go right back there and connect with that energy. And very rare to meet a brother with your kind of sensitivity and your kind of power. I pray that everything goes well for you. And I see it is going to go well for you. I get a tahuti hep tep for you. You're telling me to have faith and confidence that you connected and you're going to stay connected. So that's a very beautiful thing.
Well, I actually would love to meet you also, because I'm actually close with Queen Tay, and I've wanted to meet you and stuff, but I think this definitely is a confirmation that we need to meet also.
Well, it's time, brother.
But
it's time.
You hit on some stuff, brother, that, and I've had my readings multiple times. I've done it myself. I got my planets, all the stuff memorized, but the stuff you hit on, I mean, really, really hit home. I got to tell you that.
Thank you. I appreciate the testimony. That helps other people come forward so they can get the truth about their information.
Now, I got one question. I know there's some other readings you got to do. Just one quick question. You had mentioned about balance. I also got Scorpio in my ascending. I actually got a split ascending. It's 50% in Scorpio, 50% in Sag. But that's a lot of Scorpio energy, as you can see. I was wondering, is dealing with the stone of Taurus, which is my opposite reflective, would that help me with balance?
Let's see. Yes, it could help you with balance. That's a good intuition on your part because you got that power. It could definitely help you with balance because the imbalance I saw was an Oshun imbalance, and that Taurus is ruled by Venus. That's an Oshun energy. So that would give you, and it's an earth sign, so that would give you the stability and balance. That's a good intuition on your part to deal with that. But also, you have to make some dedications, meaning you got to take a covenant, brother. You got to sit down and take an oath and go and be the 100% priest that you're supposed to be, that you are. And go and give it up, give all your energy to that vibration because that's who you are. And you got one foot on the right side and the other foot on the fence that's sliding off to the right side. Go and take it off and stand down square in where you need to be so all that stuff will kick in. You know, it's almost like a speaker wire. If it ain't all the way connected, you only get a little bit of music through it. But if you put that wire on that tight, it's blasting, it's kicking. And that's what your energy is. It's very high. Put that foot down, do that Taurus thing you talked about, and that'll help you out tremendously.
What's the Taurus?
What? To deal with the Taurus energy, it'll help balance you out.
Yeah, but which is the Taurus stone? What's the gemstone for?
Oh, what's the Taurus stone? Actually, I'll do some consultation with you for
fine.
The sake of time.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
A little bit later. And I actually... Dr. Kalfani, I texted him your number. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, because he's a powerful brother. I would love to meet him and sit him.
All right. Well, definitely y'all two will link up. But for the sake of time, I got to, cut this reading short, even though it's wonderful. So, all right. Yeah, peace.
All righty. All right, talk to you later. Bye. Peace.
Okay, bye. All right. We have another... person who wants to get a reading, caller from the 407-383 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Would you like to receive your free mini reading?
Yes.
Okay, what is your birth date?
10/2/October 2nd, 63.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear October 7th of what?
Second.
Second?
Yeah.
October 2nd and 63, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, that's October 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'm tuned into the energy right now. Okay, here's another person born on Wednesday. We're getting Sepik. The door is wide open for Sepik right now. I believe your energy is on Wednesday too, ain't it, Queen?
I think so. Either Wednesday or Thursday. I think it's Wednesday, though.
Yeah, yeah. So here's another person that has what we call that initiator energy. They are networkers. They help people into certain situations. They appear, and people appear to them when they're about to go into certain vibrations. That Libra is very strong energy with you. You like balance, and you got healing energy with you, very strong. You a servant in that energy. I wouldn't be surprised if nursing was a profession with you or something that you definitely want to get into, because you are a natural born healer. You organize facts, you organize energy. So you work very well in that capacity. Can I ask you what profession or vocation that you actually deal with?
I used to be in the medical.
Okay, yeah, I can tell that, because you got a real strong energy for that. Your dreams are very significant, and you have a lot of energy around what we're dealing with tonight, the stones and the mysteries of astrology and just anything that has to do with the ancient and ancient powers, ancient wisdom, because you love wisdom, you love knowledge. You're another book learned person. You also teaching would be a great profession for you, because you have a lot of integrity when you deal with things. You learn them deeply. You're not necessarily a superficial learner. And a lot of times you overqualify for the things that you venture into. And that can cause you sometimes procrastinate, but sometimes just take too long to make decisions and do certain things. So that overqualification works two ways. It's very good. But at the same time, it might put you in a rhythm where you miss certain energy on your blessing because you were just taking too many things with you. You're one of those overpackers. You know, you want somewhere and you got this great big bag and you just ain't gonna leave nothing that you think you might need. So it's a beautiful energy you got here. Is there a specific question where you would like me to look deeper into any part of your chart or any part of your energy you want the truth about tonight?
Yes, traveling.
Okay, what would you like to know about that?
If I will be traveling soon.
Okay. You want to know if you will be?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. How do I interpret this? Because I got the energy. I'm just trying to figure out what they're saying to me. I need to ask the traveling question again, because they went past the traveling question. I'm going to tell you what they said as best I can. What they said is that they jumped past the traveling question and they jumped into, you need to deal with some spiritual development, because there's certain things that you are on a frequency for. And let me see if that's connected to your travel, because that's what you asked. Yes, it is connected to your travel. Okay, what I would tell you, and I rarely step out like this, but what I would tell you is to change your travel plans or change your travel part. Because the vibration that you are headed towards is not one that's healthy for you. It's not something that you should be on. And you're somebody that needs to really get serious about your spiritual development. You got a lot of power. You got a lot of energy. And the more we connect with ourselves and stand on our square with ourselves, the more powerful we become, the more greater resource we become. So it's not a time of playing games and doing certain things. We got to get more into a balanced energy. And that's particularly important for Libra, because you do not like sickness. You do not like ill. You don't like no headaches, no flus, nothing. So you definitely don't want to do things that's going to pull your frequency down. And what you're talking about on the traveling energy will pull your frequency down. So change your plan completely or change your partner. and that will help you balance that energy. Was I clear about that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right, sister. Peace. Thank you for calling in. All right, we have time for one more live reading. I'm going to encourage anybody who's listening through the live stream to call in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881. We have our last reading for the night. Caller from the 205 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Would you like to receive your free reading?
Peace. How you doing?
Peace.
All right. How you doing, Tafani? My birthday is October 1st, 1976. I was born in Alabama. Just basic question on, as far as my profession, the profession that I chose, what is a good, what steps that I need to take to solidify myself as a professional in this career, in this whole move that I'm making right now.
Okay, let me get that birth date again.
October 1st, 1976.
October 1st.
Yep, the first October 1, 1976.
Okay, I got it. And that question again is around what do you need to do on a career level? Could you state it again?
Yeah, I'm aspiring to be a jeweler, and I'm pretty good at it. I didn't have to take like any classes or pay a whole lot of money, so it's a gift that I've been endowed with, and I get a lot of support from my family and friends and just strangers who are amazed at the work and the skill level that I have. And if you've been doing it for 2 years, and like, you know, is this the right move? Because I've just recently had an accident that I'm pretty bad.
Okay. Well, since you mentioned it, I'm gonna mention it. That accident was not an accident. It was a cause and effect energy for you being off of your divine path. And I know you know what I'm talking about. And so all it did was check you, because you do have enormous talent. And when we got enormous talent, we need to be thankful and reverent with that energy and really servicing it on a level where we can bring light to people's lives. And you do have that kind of power. I'm looking at that Libra sun and that Capricorn moon. So you got stability, you got power, you got Scorpio and Venus, and that's probably what took you off the path a little bit, but I'm sure you're back on. The ancestors are going to always check you quickly, so you don't have to worry too much about getting too far off the path, because they're gonna wake you up each time, because they need you focused. Your jury is enormous. You are in the spirit of what I like to tell a lot of people about. Your art reflects what people really need. And so they need that energy. They need the power, the understanding of what those jewels and those metals can represent for them. And when I say represent, they need to be making some pledges and some oaths and taking themselves on other levels, wearing it like badges of honor. Some people, like we saw the Olympics just pass here, and people get gold medals for running certain races, etc. But in this energy I'm talking about, you put your gold medal on before you run the race. You put your gold medal on to inspire yourself to be the best that you can be, and that's what your jewelry can represent. It can represent like a name of where a person is supposed to be and where they're going. And so, yes, you're making the right move in terms of dealing with the jewelry, get more into your trance energy, and get more into staying on that divine path. Rid yourself of anything that's blocking you off from that energy. You ain't going to be square. You're going to be totally into a divine frequency where people go recognize your stuff and help you get on another level where you can serve your family and where you can help serve them, because you truly are putting out healing work with your energy. So I'm very proud that you have that gift. I'm proud to meet you, to evolve your energy. But like the other brother I talked to earlier, take your foot off that fence and go and put it solid down so you can walk strong and don't have to worry about anything else, because you got the spirits are surrounding you. And so they're going to react in certain ways when you bring certain frequencies to bear. So just purge and move forward, and everything's going to be great.
All right. I hope that was helpful for you, brother. I think he got dropped off the line, but I hope that he was listening to everything that was being said. Actually, hold up, here he is. So, yeah, well, hello, brother.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped, but I did the one-on-one thing. I kept going back and forth with it, so I got back.
I hope you heard the energy that he broke down. If you didn't, go back in the archives and listen to it.
Okay.
All right. So, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. All right.
If you're not already on the calling queue, you should definitely switch over. Because we only have 33 seconds left. 917-932-8881. Dr. Kalfani, we do have a number of callers who probably have questions. It's up to you if you'd like to take them or not.
I can take it if you know, we got the time. I'll take it.
Okay. Caller from the 678 area code, do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, this is Queen Eris's goddaughter again. Empress Amina is my name, and I was really trying to get in on the free reading because I really need some clarity. But my birthday is March the 18th, 1954, and I just need a little bit of information as to what direction, because I'm just really not clear in my direction.
Okay, you said March the 15th?
March the 18th, 1954.
Okay, I got you. Okay, and when you talk about direction, let me see right quick. Well, yours is kind of simple to say. Your direction is what you've been alluding to every time you mention Queen Aries' name. You're talking about somebody who's a spiritual guide, somebody who has walked this path and knows the ins and outs of human behavior and how to interface with nature to be balanced, and that's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You got that Pisces energy, which is around the vibration of being very sensitive and being open to spirit. You were born on a Thursday, and that's the energy of a reader. That's the energy of the wisdom faculty being wide open. With your Virgo moon, that's probably the thing that's kind of haunting you right now, because you're very critical and very hard on yourself, and you're probably just evolving to the teachers that can really help you and put you in the right stead. You probably came out of a very ordinary, what you might call mundane growth in terms of the people that were surrounding you, so you didn't get deeply into spiritual cultivation until later on in life. But late bloomers are a lot of times the best bloomers, because they get to see other people come to light and use their powers and then maybe fade away, and they learn from their lessons. So you can use your powers like all healers have to do. You got to use them on yourself first and restore yourself. Because what we deal with as healers, we're authentic in what we do. It sounds like supernatural, and it is supernatural, but it sounds like it might be kind of far-fetched in a lot of things when you talk about healing with stones and healing with herbs. But that's exactly what goes on every day in our lives for people. And you're a person that got to work it on yourself first, and then you'll have the credentials you need. You ain't got to go to 10 years of medical school, et cetera. Work it on yourself, and the transformations that you have gone through and need to go through to be balanced will give you the energy that you need to share with others. So when you said getting focused and what you need to be on, love yourself. Use that number and call me so I can help guide you. Get your meditation together. Get your physical exercise together. Get your diet together. You have to do the whole holistic, divine, spiritual walk. Because you were born to be a healer, born to be a reader. You got those kind of powers, but you have come up in an environmental energy where you basically have absorbed yourself with a lot of mundane things like ordinary people, but it's time for you, like a snake, to shed that skin and to be born again into a new vibration and to really get your power like it needs to be. And first, you got to physician, heal thyself. You got to go through the initiation of healing yourself through these means. That way when you be speaking to people, they'll know you real. And as you read about other healers, you know that a trait of a great healer is that they had to overcome some great obstacles in their own energy first. But you won't be the first one that had to do that. You had to do it like all the great ones have to do. And then as you go through that vibration and heal yourself in certain areas, that's what connects you to the power to help and heal others. So that's my energy for you this evening.
All right, thank you so much. I will be calling
you. Hope that
helps. Yes, it did. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I really, really enjoyed the show. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. No problem. All right, Dr. Kalfani, that's it for the callers. I just wanted to add in real quick, if anybody's interested in getting into gemstone therapy for themselves and studying it for themselves, a couple books that have helped me are Healing with Gemstones by Diane Stein and The Crystal Bible by Judy Hall. Are there any books that you would recommend anybody to get that would be helpful with them learning about gemstone therapy?
Yeah, there's a book called Love is in the Earth. It's a kaleidoscope of crystals, and it's put out by the Metaphysical Properties Publishing. But Love is in the Earth, a kaleidoscope of crystals. That's a great reference book. It has a lot of minerals in it and the energy, and it gives a lot of information about it.
Okay, sounds great. Is there any last things that you would like to say to everybody and wrap up for the callers?
Yeah, I'm glad that we had a lot of callers who tapped right into the energy of stones, because that's still one of the hidden almost arts that are in the healing arts. People have caught on to the power of herbs. They've caught on to diet and exercise, and stones are starting to get the attention that is due. And I would just say that study them, read about them from the different books, and then let your stone flow to it with your intuition, and pick your stone, and let that first stone you deal with be your entry into studying. Get at least 10 stones that you're going to study so you can learn a variety of different frequencies and test them. That's what you're supposed to do with this kind of energy. You're supposed to make it prove itself. But it proves itself as you prove yourself by giving it energy and understanding what the potential of it is, and then you can kind of see and look for what you're supposed to be getting from it. But also know that these stones are just part of a big family of holistic modalities. The stones alone, in my opinion, they're not on the power frequency unless they're being used by someone who's on a very high level. To be used to bring great balance and healing. They augment and help other therapies. If you're using it for a therapeutic reason, consult someone, a holistic health person, and use the stones in addition to other therapies. But that's my energy. I'm so happy to be building with you, Queen. You are such a remarkable young woman. I've heard you talk to some of the giants and around the art and cultural community of people who are very dedicated and very focused on what they're doing. And in every case, I have heard you speak just as authoritatively as they have, because your life is very interesting. I don't know, I haven't listened to all your shows, if you've talked a little bit about your passage, but you have a very interesting life and initiation that you've been through as a very young woman, and you are very sincere and very inspirational, and I am so proud of you. The depth of your knowledge and the depth of your commitment is really inspiring, and I'm very much proud of you and honored to share with you tonight.
Thank you very, very much, and we appreciate you, and we do have to do this again. You're coming back.
Oh, well, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, feel like there's one more reading. I said, feel like there's one more reading. We might have to do some on astrology and readings.
Yeah, we're gonna. That's definitely the next show that we have to do. That's the most powerful show that I feel like. That's something that we really gotta hit on. So thank you again for your time and your energy and your effort. And I mean, this is really a brother who's putting in the work. And again, he's about helping, you know, people who need to be helped. So definitely thank you for, you know, coming on the show and also the personal role that you played in my life. So thank you so much for being here.
Certainly. Right. Thank you.
Peace. Okay. You've been listening into Conversations with the Queen, where I brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. You can catch a plethora of beautifully informative shows throughout the week. Please come back tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Here's to Your Health with Dr. D. Morton Spurrow, a naturopathic doctor who knows what she's talking about. So definitely, definitely come back tomorrow if you are into naturopathic healing. All right. I'm going to take it out with Killer Priest, Basic Instructions Before Who.
Nephew Marcus.
The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe.